Welcome to Inside Jobs, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Code 42. Code 42 is defining data security standards for the hybrid workforce. As the needs of workforces have evolved, so has Code 42's data security and insider risk management solutions. To learn more about our sponsor, visit code42.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, Vice President of Multimedia Productions at Cybercrime Magazine. Here with me today is Krissa Freeman, Senior Security Instructional Content Designer at Code 42. Welcome, Krissa. It's so great to be speaking with you.
Thank you, Hillary. It's nice to be here.
Krissa, we're kicking off a three-part series within the larger Inside Jobs series. And this three-part series is going to center around the approach to empathetic investigation. So for today's episode, I guess let's discuss how to develop an empathetic mindset and why it helps insider risk analysts. And I think to start off, I guess I'll just ask you, you know, what is an empathetic mindset and why is this so important?
Empathy is essentially the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes to see the world from their perspective. It's also one of the greatest tools we have today if we're going to get to the bottom of insider events and have the employees work with us instead of against us. It's also a really important way to help build or maintain a positive security culture. And it can also help you quickly learn where employees may be skirting policies to get their work done.
With that in mind, how do insider risk investigations differ from external threat investigations? I think that's kind of a good foundational question. And then from there, maybe you can dive into like what kinds of questions are important to ask to elaborate on what you just shared.
There's a huge difference between external and internal investigations. When we're hunting for an external threat actor, we're hunting down an adversary. When we're looking into insider risk events, we're looking at our own employees, our peers, or even our superiors within our organization. So by nature, we should clearly think of our approach to those investigations differently, especially at the onset of an investigation. We really need to begin any inquiries presuming positive intent and connect with the person to see what they were trying to accomplish. Asking why or even what the employee was trying to do will help you understand their motives. Since we have moved at Code 42 to the empathetic investigations methodology at Code 42, we've learned that most of the time an employee either doesn't know they did something wrong or they were aware it wasn't maybe the most secure choice, but they were in a hurry and it was the fastest choice. So starting out the conversation with an empathetic approach will give you the information that's going to be super helpful as opposed to putting the user on the defense by reaching out with an accusatory tone along the lines of, hey, you did this and that's not okay. But by controlling the conversation respectfully and empathetically, you will likely get more honest information more quickly. And from there, you can remediate and then educate. And the way it looks is an event happens and the analyst sees it and they reach out to the employee. And instead of saying that, hey, you did this, that's against our policy, it's more, we noticed this event, we saw data moving from your account to a private cloud account. Does this make sense? Have you noticed this? And it gives them an opportunity to respond without being accused of doing something bad.
You read my mind because I was thinking like, you know, why is finding out the why so important? And then also like, what is the empathetic investigations methodology that you had referenced earlier? So is what you just shared, is that the methodology or is there more that you'd want to share on that?
An empathetic approach to your investigations does mean holding off on assuming an action is malicious until you're able to gather more information from the employee. But it also includes presuming positive intent. So you start with that approach along the lines that I just was sharing, and that gives them a chance to respond. And then there's two great benefits that come from that. So your analysts and therefore your security team are building equity with users to build better partners across the organization or security advocates. And then you're also learning what shortcuts your employees are taking to get their work done. And this obviously is going to help inform your policies, find out if your policies maybe have holes in them that makes it difficult for your employees to get their work done efficiently. Or maybe you can help inform your security awareness team to perhaps update their employee awareness training because people are continuing to make the same mistakes. It's a great way to turn employees from being our biggest risks to becoming our largest solution when it comes to security.
So do you find that this empathetic approach helps insider risk analysts get to that root cause of an insider event like more successfully by asking those questions and not being accusatory. It sounds like it, but I don't want to assume.
Yeah, for sure. It opens up that conversation, right, with the employee to learn exactly what they were trying to do when the data moved to a place it wasn't supposed to go. And so starting the conversation with empathy, the employee will often just like tell you what they were trying to do instead of you having to really dig around to figure it out. And it's typically something like getting work done quicker or that they were unaware that it was not the right thing to do. And as trained security professionals, it's going to become apparent pretty quickly if the employee was up to something more nefarious. We have seen cases where the person changed their answer to the same question a few times, which naturally then moves the conversation to further inquiries and then into a full investigation.
Okay. That makes sense. Because I was thinking, you know, although perhaps a majority are by accident by way of, you know, wanting to work quicker or they were unaware, you know, let's say, I feel like a common example would be, you know, someone is leaving, they know they're going to be leaving a job. They want to, you know, save work that they've done to inform their next role, whatever. You know, if an insider risk analyst has spoken with an employee and they've determined that the root cause, you know, wasn't an accident, you know, in an example scenario, what would happen next?
Yeah, in that case, you need to step into your incident response plan that likely includes informing their manager, maybe working with HR or legal. That would be an example of a more malicious insider. But jumping into that mode too early may actually sour the employee to the security team and its policies if the action wasn't nefarious. Departing employees are tricky. And a lot of times it can be a really fine line. So there will, you know, finesse is definitely something that the analysts will grow and learn as they do this more and more. We had a case that I know about where a senior manager in HR was leaving the company in a rush at the last minute. There was some templates that he wanted to take with him. So he grabbed a few folders from his drive. Well, our team reached out and they were like, do you realize that a whole bunch of like personal information, private information from employees just moved to your personal drive? And the person was horrified and they knew better. They absolutely knew better, but they didn't quite realize what was in those folders. So it takes some finesse and some, it really is that conversation that us human beings can have. And if we set it with the right tone, we can just get to the bottom line. In that case, it was truly an accident. So we were able to move in that direction. If it is more nefarious, that's the time to turn on your incident response plan.
Krista, I guess with all of this, what I'm wondering as far as like perhaps a final question for you is, you know, what more do organizations and security leaders need to know about the empathetic mindset? Because I do think there is a lot of finesse, like you're saying, and a lot of those skills, like those, you know, quote unquote, softer skills are hard. Like that's very challenging.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think that most security teams are moving toward building or maintaining positive security cultures where they do see the employees as a solution and not the problem. And so the entire security team, not just the analysts working with insider risks, but everyone on the security team is going to have to start to learn that approach. Because say, for instance, somebody reports something to the security team or the inbox that they made a mistake, for instance. And if the other person, if that additional person on the security team isn't also doing reacting empathetically, they could come back and kind of accuse the person or react negatively. So it is kind of a whole team job. And I see teams are doing this, which is really exciting for me. But in doing so, you will need to change the way you investigate insider risks. It's really important not to accuse the employees. They're just trying to get their job done. And when the conversation is genuine and empathetic, you'll learn how to better your security program. And then you can provide the information the employee actually needs to do it right the next time. I would also add that how you provide that information and training is just as important. So this is really adopting a whole new mindset beyond just the investigations. But as you're providing the training, it's important to tee it up as something like, hey, we think you'll find this information helpful in moving quickly and securely next time, instead of assigning a training to them that's more like a form of punishment for making a mistake. I get that this type of approach is going to be a paradigm shift for a lot of security teams, and it is going to take practice. So people should give themselves grace as they're practicing it. But because of that, we actually did create an e-learning on empathetic investigations that anyone can take to start practicing in a virtual environment so they don't have to practice on their own employees. It's in process right now, and it will be available on our website soon.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, because that would be a little tricky by practicing on folks. That's a great idea. Krissa, I mean, anything else you'd want to share before? I don't want to wrap up the episode if you have more to say. So anything else you'd want to share as we wrap up?
No, I think this is the way to go. And I think that perhaps people might be thinking that an empathetic approach to an investigation sounds sort of Pollyanna-ish and that we're hand-holding employees. I really would challenge people to find those nuances when they're about to reach out to an employee and really thinking through, can we give them the benefit of the doubt? Can we presume positive intent? If there's even the slightest little crack of light coming through that it could have been positive intent, then this is the way to go, is to start empathetically. And I think that that's going to be more times than not. What we find is, especially with insider risks, 80 to 90% of the events that happen are accidental, or people know better, but they're just doing it to move quickly, but it's not necessarily malicious. So because of that high volume of just accidents and people skirting policy but not being malicious, that this is a great opportunity to tackle all of that low-lying fruits on that, just to start minimizing the events that happen that your security team has to deal with. And if you do implement this type of process, you're going to see the events decrease over time, because at every event where you're having the conversation and able to give corrective information or training, eventually your events are going to be less and less and less as your employees get that education right in the moment when they need it. And employees, anyone, humans, us humans, move to solutions and take in new information better when it's right in the moment and we understand the situation we're in or the mistake that we just made. So I really hope that people start adopting this and would love to hear back on how it's going for people.
Krissa, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us your expertise and come on the show. I really enjoyed speaking with you, and I'm sure our audience enjoyed it as well.
Thank you, Hillary. It's my pleasure.
I'm Hillary McClure, Vice President of Multimedia Productions at Cybercrime Magazine. Inside Jobs is brought to you by Code 42, who is committed to helping transform data security and bring greater awareness and solutions to the insider risk management movement. To learn more about our sponsor, Code 42, visit code42.com. And you can listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.